There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live as we launch into the second hour of the program. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've been talking about your rights, which have been preserved a little bit by the Supreme Court in the United States in a decision on last week's Tuesday. TheDailyDot.com, or DailyDot.com, rather, has the story about the good news. 6-2 decision by the Supreme Court saying that you cannot be forced to wait on the side of the road for a drug dog to arrive on the scene to search, to give you a search, if there's no reasonable suspicion that you've committed a crime. And if a cop has reasonable suspicion, then they probably won't have to ask you to search. I'm not a legal expert, I'm not a lawyer, but generally if a cop has what they need to search as far as suspicion or probable cause is concerned, they'll just go ahead and conduct the search. If they are asking you to search or asking you to wait around for a drug dog, then that's not legal.
But it makes sure that you point out that what asking sounds like when it comes from the police doesn't always sound like asking.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like an order.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car right now.
I'm going to have to ask to search your car right now. So these are things that they'll say, and you can always ask for clarification as to what that officer has just told you. And, in fact, we're going through a list here from the Daily Dot with where they teamed up with the ACLU and Ezekiel Edwards, their director of the Criminal Law Reform Project, to get some suggestions. They put out there real clear, this is not legal advice. These are suggestions, some ideas as to how you might want to approach a situation like this. And they do suggest that you refuse any kind of search that is offered by the police. I would suggest that you record any scene, ideally with a dash cam like the Freedom Cam.
FreedomCam.net. I have one in both of my vehicles.
And also hold up your own camera on your cell phone. That way you've got two video feeds.
Never a bad idea to have a backup.
What's going on? If you've got a passenger with you, let them do the recording while you do the fiddling with your wallet and your ID and things like that.
I would also say that the nice thing about a dash cam is that it doesn't have that confrontational feel that pulling out your the camera can have.
That's true.
People, many people, probably even most people, are confrontation averse. And they don't want to pull out their phone and get it recording, especially have some app like Bambuser or whatever it is. What are the other ones?
That's the best one. There's a Ustream one, too, I think, but Bambuser's the best, hands down.
Bambuser, which live streams to the internet so it can't be destroyed or erased or whatever off your phone. They just don't want to do that. Like, they're like, oh, I don't think the situation warrants it quite yet or whatever. And by the time it does warrant it, it's usually too late. Well, that's why a dash cam is really awesome.
Well, do keep in mind, though, that if you have a dash cam, you really ought to know the laws in your area as far as recording without notice. Some states are what are called a single-party consent state, which means as long as one party to a conversation knows there's a recording happening, it's not considered wiretapping. But in certain states, unfortunately New Hampshire is one of these states, the two-party consent or an all-party consent, wherein all parties must be aware that a recording is happening. And some would argue that the law, depending on how the laws are written, they have to consent. But in my opinion, if I inform you that you're being recorded and you continue to talk at that point, that you are consenting to being recorded. That's my opinion. That's not necessarily a legal fact.
There's certainly rulings from circuit courts that back you up on that. It's, public servants on public property.
Yeah,
doing,
for sure.
Doing the public's bidding, getting paid public money, they can be recorded.
So just to be clear, according to the Daily Dot and the ACLU, the Rodriguez ruling by the Supreme Court last week did not outlaw the use of drug-sniffing dogs, only prolonging a traffic stop to use them. A officer could still walk a dog around your car while the other officer issues you a ticket. So this isn't a guarantee, but it does extend your rights a little bit, the protection of your rights just a little bit. Unfortunately, if your rights are being violated, there's little you can do about it in the moment. A good attorney will tell you that challenging the officer's authority in any kind of threatening way or just driving off because you're legally entitled to isn't your best option. Indeed,
yes,
said Edward, it is probably your worst one. The advice is to comply, even when the cops are violating your rights. Outrageous as that is, people should not aggressively challenge their authority in those circumstances. The police abuse of that authority and of your rights is going to have to be settled later. However, even though you shouldn't necessarily try to stop them from illegally searching you, you should record the situation. As long as you aren't in handcuffs at that time, you should absolutely record that situation. And even if you are in handcuffs, you should at the very least try to hit the start button on the recording before they put you in handcuffs. So at the very minimum, you'll get some audio of what's going on. And then if you're getting audio, whether you're getting audio or video, I think that you also want to consider speaking during this, like letting it be known. Officer, I don't consent to your search. Sir, you are searching my car right now, and I just want to let you know I did not consent to that search. That way it's real clear, crystal clear for anybody who's watching that video that you did not agree to that, that you weren't tricked into it or something like that. So keep that in mind as well. Whether you're video or audio recording, that makes it clear. And you can also say, during, you know, sort of narrate the search, right?
Yeah, narrate it.
Officer so-and-so is now, you know, going through my possessions in the back seats or whatever.
Yep. All the narration helps to show your frame of mind at a given time.
Right. So going on
and
here.
Good officers want this. They want the recording because it shows that they were doing the right thing at any given time.
A good officer won't be searching your car, in my opinion.
That's as you define a good officer, but they define themselves differently.
Edwards, the ACLU guy, says, in many ways, police are going to do what they're going to do. If you're arrested and charged with a crime, you would have to raise their violations of the Constitution in the context of your defense by challenging the lawfulness of your arrest or to suppress any evidence seized as a result of such violations, and could eventually try to hold them accountable in a civil lawsuit for money damages. All is not lost, however, and there are proactive steps that you can take. It may be difficult in the moment, but there are several factors you should try to focus on, particularly the time. When did you get stopped? How long did it take them to write the ticket? When did the stop end? How long did you have to wait when they were bringing the dog? Additionally, you have the right to ask the officers for their badge numbers. Whether the search was, and if you've got video, that really helps with all the time frame stuff, and it's not just your opinion versus the officer. Whether the search was legitimate or not, you're probably going to jail now, if they found drugs, that is, during this search. It's crucial at this juncture that you remember that you don't have to answer any interrogating questions. And by the way, point of fact, as they mentioned earlier, you don't have to answer their questions earlier either. Even after, as soon as they walk up to your window, do you know why I pulled you over? You don't have to answer that question. You can just hand to them your driver's license and your, you know, registration and insurance if that's required, and you can say, I'd like to remain silent.
Yeah, the best choice for you, every attorney will tell you this, is simply do not speak to the police. Now, sometimes you have to speak, but certainly don't answer questions. But remember, when you refuse, you know, they can use the tone of your voice, the way you looked at them, all kinds of things, you know, in their investigation. Take a few minutes. If you don't believe me, take a few minutes, go on YouTube, search in, should I talk to the police? Talk to the police or whatever. I'll bet you come up with several videos from attorneys and ex-police officers say never speak to the police. I've watched them. They've convinced me.
There are seizures of contraband every day that are in violation of the Fourth Amendment, says Edwards. He says, call a lawyer or request one when you're arraigned rather than talking to police. Unfortunately, in those circumstances, you can't do anything about the fact that they've now found drugs or have now put you in handcuffs.
And that is how that is.
And what you're going to try to explain to the lawyer who's defending you is that they have an argument to suppress the drugs, and without the drugs, there's nothing they can charge you with. It's called fruit of the poison tree, as I understand it, which is that they do something illegal in order to garner evidence against you for something. Mm-hmm. That evidence is the fruit of the poison tree, and it should be thrown out in court. Of course,
that's
that doesn't happen
with
jail.
Rodriguez fella.
Yeah.
Well, nothing happens instantly, that's for sure.
They falsified evidence against me. Well, one consequence of the war on drugs is some police officers have abused their authority in the context of searches.
And we don't know how many.
Unofficial arrest quotas, such as those disclosed by former officers in New York City, have incentivized the practice of planting narcotics on innocent people to facilitate arrests. Likewise, cops may erroneously claim they had probable cause to perform a search when none existed. There are things one can try to do to protect their rights in the moment, but if a police officer is dead set on violating your rights and lying about what happened, then you're going to have to fight that out in a legal setting.
And they're incredibly powerful individuals.
Right, because they've got attorneys on their side, and they don't have to pay anything extra for them. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free, and if you're going to get an attorney, the public defender is probably not going to be much of a help to you. In fact, a lot of those guys just want you to take a plea deal, so watch out for them. And just don't take their advice as gold, I guess. Be very suspicious and question everything, even from the attorneys. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. Maybe you've got a story about a police search Maybe it went well, meaning that your rights weren't violated too badly. You managed to get out of it without them actually conducting the search. Or maybe they illegally searched you and things either resulted in criminal charges or you managed to get away from the scene. Whatever you want to tell, if you got a story to share with us, please join us here toll-free at 855-453. If you'd like to bring something else up entirely, you can do that too. It is Free Talk Live, hence the name. That's what we call the show Free Talk Live 4. You can call in and talk about anything you want. And also, you don't want to be calling in on a dead battery on a cell phone. It could be really embarrassing if you're on hold or in the middle of a conversation and your phone dies.
And it just drops off.
Yeah, so you need to have a good battery charge. And one of the ways you can do that to ensure that you're always charged up is with the Pocket Power Plus. It's a source of backup power that's so small, you can put it right in your pocket, for real. Or right in your glove box, your briefcase, your purse, whatever it is wherever it is you're going to be, you're going to want the Pocket Power Plus nearby because it will not only charge your cell phone, but it'll also charge your laptop. And in some circumstances, this thing is so powerful, it can actually jumpstart a car. In fact, the Pocket Power Plus can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. It's got a full accessory pack with most adapters you'll need, including jumper cables. I mean, if you've seen these battery packs for phones before, they usually don't come with jumper cables.
And that's not designed to do that.
Right, that's because the Pocket Power Plus is a breakthrough in portable power technology. So go and check it out at Pocket Power Plus 9.com. You can get it for half price there. And if you use coupon code FTL, you'll save even more. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Coupon code FTL. PocketPowerPlus9.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. I believe we have David in Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
On Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind?
So you were talking about people getting searched and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so here in Lafayette County, Mississippi, we've had a couple stories come out where the BuzzFeed News picked it up, where kids who are getting caught with pot or whatever are getting turned into confidential informants.
Oh yeah,
and there's about probably 30 or more of these college kids getting turned into CIs.
And a lot of times these people will get hurt terribly.
Yeah. There's only four guys on the Metro Narcotics Unit here, and they've got like 30 or 40 kids.
They've got that many snitches, huh?
Yeah, they've got about that many. And one time before it was the Metro Unit, when they were the county and the city and the university were all separate entities for their narcotics, I was at school, and they I was 17 at the time. This is 10 years ago, and they searched me. They thought, oh, he's here selling drugs. And I had some rolling papers in my car, but that was it. And I didn't have any drug paraphernalia of any kind, but they tried to get me on that one.
Really? Just for having rolling papers?
Yeah, well, we're in Mississippi, man.
Is it illegal?
That's how it used to be when I was a kid, too. Kids didn't, like, it's kind of hip now to roll your own cigarettes compared to the way it used to be, but...
Well, I know that in New Hampshire it's illegal for a teenager under 18 to have cigarettes, but I didn't know it was illegal in some places to actually have the implements that could create a cigarette. So possession of rolling papers is a crime in Mississippi?
No. No, not at all.
So what did they do
to you? I didn't know anything. Well, he was trying to recruit me. You know, but when he realized I was 17, he realized he had to talk to my parents, and my parents weren't having any of that.
So let me just make sure I'm clear on this. You went to high school. You're parked in the parking lot there. They searched your car because, well, they can do that stuff on a high school parking lot, basically.
It was after hours, and it was after I had already graduated. I was there because the band director was leaving, and I was going to this.
And you may actually have a legal case in that case if it's not during school hours. That would be an interesting test case. So they searched your car. They find you. By the way, you got to watch your breathing there. There's a lot of
you got no windscreen on your mic.
There's a lot of wind going in that microphone. So you are searched. You're not actually at the. It's not during school hours. You'd already graduated. They went ahead and searched you anyway without your consent.
Yeah, no consent. They had. They said whatever, and I was 17. I didn't know any better.
So, wait, was the car wide open? Did they just start pawing through it, or was the door locked? Did you let them in? How did that work?
I let him in because I didn't know any better.
So that is consent then. I mean, even though you didn't know any better, that you did essentially agree to the search.
Yeah, but they were pulling my panels off and stuff. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Right. This is the one thing that people really need to understand is when you consent to a police officer searching your car, there's not the, sure, you can just look, check in the seat crack or you know whatever.
They will
tear the panels off of your car, rip up your carpets if they feel like
they
it.
Could.
They may not do that. Throw your spare tire out on the road, you know, do whatever the heck they want to do, and then you'll clean it up.
And so then they find rolling papers in your car, and then they want to intimidate you into becoming an informant based on the fact you had rolling papers?
Yeah, but I was 17, so they couldn't get me to consent.
Wow.
I lucked out there.
And good thing you had parents.
Intimidate my dad.
Good thing you had cool parents who weren't going to go along with that crap.
Yeah, well, they weren't too happy about having found carton cigarettes.
Exactly. What were the rolling papers and cigarettes doing there, son?
But...
It beats dealing with the police.
Good story, David. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Let's go to Brian calling from I don't know where. Brian, where are you tonight?
I'm in San Diego.
Brian, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, I just thought I'd call in. I just had criticisms.
Oh, good. We love that. Go ahead.
I'm an ANCAP, and... I often hear this idea about...
ANCAP stands for anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
And so I always hear this idea about that value subjective, and I just reject that idea. It just sounds absurd to me.
That value is subjective?
Yeah.
So you're saying value is objective, meaning that everything has a specific value, whatever that is?
Yes.
Okay. Please explain to me because it doesn't make that statement does not make any sense.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with it.
So you mean the latter one doesn't make any sense?
Your statement that everything has an objective value makes no sense to me. That's right.
I believe that the phenomenon of subjectivity is actually it comes from poor definition. So anytime you poorly define something, it kind of leaves room for interpretation, which leads to what you call subjectivity.
Okay.
Does that kind of intuitively make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Give me more of an example.
Yeah, that makes sense, but it's not. You're going to have to go further to explain it to me.
So if I'm right, if I were to have you refine your term of whatever you're talking about that you think is subjective, I can actually pinpoint. I can actually pigeonhole you into. An objective value to what you're actually referring to. But as far as subjective value is concerned, I think it actually relates to value of a good to a consumer. Would you agree with that?
So subjective value is a good to a consumer? It couldn't be a service?
It's the value of a good to a consumer.
So we're not talking about a service?
That's a good.
A service is good. Okay.
All right, stand by. I want to get into this here because it seems to me that value is only something that can be obtained when a deal is made, that until a buyer and seller agree on a price and terms, that we don't know really what the value is. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80, that's guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about how to get Bitcoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Not just Bitcoin, they've got Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. Whether you want a little bit or a lot of Bitcoin, they can help you out over there. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can now do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. ExpressCoin.com has it. And plus, you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll save up to up to $40 worth of Bitcoin. So if you buy less than $40 worth, then there's no transfer fee. There's no fee involved in that process. Whereas normally it's a very, very low fee with ExpressCoin, and it's part of the best in the industry that I've seen.
So they made their chops.
Yep. So ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL. I've used them. ExpressCoin.com. So our toll-free number here again is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about your rights in general, and I want to come back around to the discussion about police searches. There's a little bit more from the ACLU to share on that topic about your rights on the side of the road. But let's continue here with Brian, who is on the line via Skype. Now, Brian, what you said earlier was kind of a surprise. I'd never heard this before, I don't think.
Yeah, this is either it sounds ludicrous to me, but I've heard ludicrous things on the air that I have then adopted into my belief system later. So I am interested to hear what you have to say.
So you're saying value is not subjective, that value of an item or a service is objective,
Yes.
But that seems to go contrary to how value tends to work, which is that you don't ultimately know what the value of something is until the deal is done.
I just think that I think this all came from Rothbard. Maybe I'm mistaken, but this whole idea of subjective value, maybe it came from one of his books or something. But it seems that the libertarian movement's kind of grasped onto this.
Okay.
Fallaciously. But anyways, so it's, you just have to be careful what you're referring to. Subjective means it's determined by the mind. You kind of agree with the that rough definition there.
Okay.
So
I would have said that it, you know, it's different for each person, but okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, there's both definitions I'd like to point out. I just looked it up. Definition one, existing in the mind, belonging to the thinking subject. Definition two, pertaining to or characteristic of an individual.
Okay, and which one?
So if something is subjective, then two different individuals can have differing opinions about that thing, right? So one product, a product. Let's pick, I've got a Skyhook Bitcoin vending machine that cost me $1,000 worth of Bitcoin initially, but if I were to sell that as a used product, there would likely be differing opinions about what that is worth, wouldn't there?
Sure, of course. In order for a transaction to happen, there has to be a different value for each person in the transaction, right? The seller has to value it less than the buyer in order for the transaction to happen.
Yep.
So,
and the buyer has to, you know, like if you're buying a hamburger for a dollar, you have to value the hamburger more than you value the dollar in order to make the buy.
Of course. So the thing is, that's their opinion of it, right? So as far as your opinion is concerned, just going back to subjectivity, even your subjective opinion is objective. Does that make any sense?
No,
it doesn't. Sound contradictory. So the fallacy here is you think that subjectivity and objectivity are mutually exclusive, right? So there's no object in reality that can be both at the same time. You think they're...
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, that's a fallacy. Yeah.
Okay.
Subjectivity is a subset of objectivity. I can refer to your opinion. I can actually determine your opinion if you tell me what it is, right? So in a way, it's objective.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Yeah.
So you see that they're not mutually exclusive. Actually, one's a subset of the other.
I could see where you're coming from on that.
So just in that,
my opinion can change as well, right? Arbitrarily.
Yeah. Sure. So, but if you give me a time, if I restrict it to a time coordinate, then it can't, right? So if I say,
okay,
what's your opinion at
my
this
opinion
time?
At this time is something. Yep. Okay.
So you see, just on that technicality, I've already proven my point, but that's not what the intent.
I don't
you
think
have
you have.
No, because there are other people with other opinions, right?
No, but I've just proven that all opinion is both subjective and objective.
In order to get an objective price on something, because that's what we're talking about here, is pricing, essentially. We're not talking about pricing?
No, price is not... Price lies between seller's value and buyer's value, remember?
Yeah.
So price is not value. Right. Price is always going to be in between.
Well, those two. So if the seller's
technical
value...
It's real technical, but...
But yeah.
I see where you're coming from. I mean,
but I mean, a price is an agreed upon value between at the very least two people.
It's a negotiated price, and it'll get closer to one or the other values based upon bargaining power.
Yeah,
right? But you're admitting that there are two different values involved, right? Like the two people involved, the buyer and the seller, have two different values in mind, and the price is somewhere between those two. So by admitting that there are two different values, doesn't that mean that they're subjective, meaning that in each individual there exists a different value for something?
Yeah, that wasn't my definition of subjective when I was coming to it. That's actually confusing subjectivity with relativity. Subjectivity has to do with the mind, but I heard that alternate definition, which is more relativity than subjectivity. But yeah,
it's
I
right here in the dictionaries.
Well, one of the problems with dictionary definitions is that they evolve over time. Like, if people continue to use the term subjective in order to refer to the term relative, then it will be, at some point or another, defined by the dictionary as, you know, they'll use the term for relative to define subjective.
So would you then say, from your perspective, that value is relative?
Yes, which is objective.
And objective. Okay,
yes.
That's interesting.
Okay,
so I want to distinguish between opinion and value, actual value.
So this is a semantic conversation. Would you agree with that?
No, the non-semantic part of it is I can ask you your thought, your interpretation of subjective value was opinion is value, correct?
I think that I sort of said something in order to get you to keep on going, but, for me, what I'm thinking of opinion as, more than one person's opinion, not the individual's opinion.
Yeah.
And
so
I get where you're coming from.
What's your opinion of the value of this good to you when you buy it?
Yeah. I think that the term subjective is used so often to mean the term relative that at this point it is almost worth using the term subjective to mean relative.
I'm asking for the distinction between opinion and value.
Yes, you're asking for the right, but I mean a value to some extent is based on opinion, and the
is there any distinction there though?
Opinion and value?
Yeah, because if you say no, then it's the first definition of what Ian said, right?
Yeah, as long as you come in, as long as you're coming at something with the same definitions, you can have a conversation. I think we've been able to have a conversation about this.
And yeah.
You've made your points. Thank you for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I've been convinced to accept a different definition of subjective, however.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
Because that's what I would have
to do. Free Talk Live is a great place for semantic conversations.
Yeah.
At this point, what I have seen is that there are two definitions of subjective.
Right, and that's what I would have to do to accept his idea that... value is objective, is to accept his definition as subjective, or of subjective.
Yeah.
Right? So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We are also going to continue and discuss a little bit more on the Daily Dot story with the ACLU and their advice, or excuse me, not their advice. It's not legal advice, as they've pointed out. It's just an article full of suggestions that were written by an attorney. About that.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a little bit more from that story. I want to get into that here. And then there's, I don't know if you heard about the headlines from the mainstream media, Mark, about the Crips and the Bloods targeting police officers in Baltimore.
Did you
see those headlines?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, those were around yesterday. And earlier today, there's a story that's come out, and John Vibes over at the Free Thought Project is reporting on it. And he's actually there in Baltimore. Turns out, what the mainstream media has been saying about the Crips and the Bloods just isn't true. And we'll share with you the shocking truth here in a moment.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with Free Talk Live. You, of course, can dial in toll-free. Share whatever you want with us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by contributing to our fundraiser. We're trying to get Free Talk Live and the dozens of other excellent liberty-oriented shows that appear on LRN.FM back on satellite over Africa. The idea is there are a lot of people, millions of them in Africa, that don't have internet access. I don't know, maybe even like a billion. I don't know how many people there are in Africa, but I imagine there's quite a few. And a bunch of them don't have internet access, so they have to get information somehow. People still desire to be entertained and be informed, and that is one of the things that we can do with getting LRN on free-to-air satellite over Africa. Free-to-air meaning they can receive it without paying a monthly subscription.
And I don't know how many people are in Africa. I do know how many people are in Africa now, but I didn't know how many was before I started punching these numbers in, and then I realized this is an agreed-upon lie, right? Like, they don't know how many people are in Africa.
No, how could they?
There's, you know, the people.
What's the estimate?
1.11 million, billion, excuse me, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the idea being that this free-to-air is easy to receive. Lots of people there already have the dishes and the receivers. They're just waiting to hear what we have to say. And we already have fans there because we've already been on in Africa, and they would love to keep listening. So it's going to cost some money, though. It's $22,000 for 3 years' worth of broadcasting. When you break it down per month, it's really only several hundred dollars per month. And so if you want to help us with that, please go to africa.lrn.fm and contribute whatever you can afford. That's africa.lrn.fm. them, and then share it. Most importantly, share the video, share the link, and maybe we'll get some last-minute contributions here. We've still got about 3 weeks left in the campaign. So thank you to everyone who has helped and everyone who has yet to do so and will be doing so at africa.lrn.fm. Back to the story here from the Daily Dot at dailydot.com about the ACLU and their opinion on what to do, not legal advice, they say, just some suggestions on how to handle police searches, the demands by the police on the side of the road, illegal actions by the police on the side of the road, and they finally do get to my idea of recording toward the very end of this article here, but we're almost to that point. Here's the remainder of the story from DailyDot.com. There are things that one can do to try to protect your rights in the moment, but if a police officer is dead set on violating your rights and lying about what happened, then you're going to have to fight that out in a legal setting. Sometimes you can be vindicated, and sometimes not. It's not an ideal situation. Again, you should always make clear that you know what your rights are. Ask the police for explanations about what they're doing. Get badge numbers, as there's the right to record the police, so long... Oh, and he says, and there's the right to record the police as long as you're not interfering with their work. And if you are on a scene and you are the victim of the police pullover, I don't think they can argue very effectively in court later that you were interfering with them by recording the contents of the the contents of the interaction. One hope is that the adoption of on-officer body cameras will help curb police abuse. These devices come with a deluge of privacy-related issues, which lawmakers are currently debating in several states, but they're slowly becoming the norm in several major U.S. cities. And I say that's a good thing. I realize there are some people out there who would disagree with me on that. In fact, I believe some folks over at CopBlock.org disagree on this particular issue, and I'm a huge CopBlock supporter. I just think more cameras better. I understand that the police having cameras could be used against people. There's no doubt about that. It does have an objective record of whatever it is that happened. So it is true that police having body cameras will lead to people being convicted of things that they might otherwise not have been convicted of. You know, for instance, you wouldn't be able to recall a conversation in a different way if there's an objective record of that conversation, if that conversation is against your freedoms, if you, you know, admitted to something that you shouldn't have admitted to. The cops will then have the evidence of you admitting to that.
That's true.
So it is going to help them in some cases, but in other cases where they do abuse people's rights and they, you know, they don't turn off the camera beforehand, it will help the people who've been abused. And we've seen instances of police wearing body cameras who've been abusive towards people. And it's a good thing the camera was there.
Yeah, sometimes it's useful.
But I think the most important thing to caution is you can't expect that should be the only camera. If the cops, let's say the cops in your area adopt these body cameras, don't breathe a sigh of relief and feel like you've been relieved from having to have the responsibility of recording a scene. It should not lessen your feeling of responsibility. When I get pulled over, whether I'm in a passenger in a vehicle or driving, I feel it is my obligation to record that situation to make sure that an objective record exists. With the police, you can't trust them to have an objective record. You can't trust that they're going to turn the camera on. You can't trust that they're going to retain the footage afterward. They might accidentally lose it.
More than once.
It might end up being corrupted mysteriously somehow. Oh, well, I thought it was recording, but it turns out the battery died. I mean, there's all kinds of things they could say. And so you've got to make sure that you take full responsibility for recording a scene.
Yeah, you have to believe sort of in the department, as it were. And, you know, sometimes the police officer, and everybody makes mistakes, right? Everybody steps out of the line and doing their jobs. I know I have. Well, you know, it might be his good friend that runs the department that handles all the audio and video. He's like, hey, Jim, can you cut me a little slack on this one and lose that file or whatever? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's gone.
And there won't be any penalty for them for losing it either, by the way.
Or if it's really important to him, his camera could get dropped in the water or whatever.
In the end, says the ACLU's experts, making sure police are well-trained and work well within the community is the primary way to ensure your rights are not violated. He says, quote, the police need to be, more than anybody, comprehensively, effectively, and consistently trained in what the Fourth Amendment is. They need to know when they can and can't stop you, when they can and can't continue holding you, and that if somebody refuses to give consent to a search, they have to abide by that refusal, assuming they don't have any other suspicion. So there you go. That's some ideas from the ACLU. Just a recap for those of you who are just tuning in. The Supreme Court came out with a 6-2 decision last week. It's a pretty good decision that says that police officers cannot prolong a traffic stop beyond how long it takes to write that ticket for the reason they stopped you without further reasonable suspicion that they would need to bring a drug dog in. So if they're just pulling you over for a speeding ticket and you didn't have a cloud full of marijuana smoke roll out of the vehicle when you rolled the window down, then they, in theory, would have to let you go after the ticket is written. Don't just sit around and wait. Don't let them talk you into a search or wait around for the drug dog. Ask if you're free to leave. Am I free to go? And you can ask that at any time. More than once.
Keep asking it. Yeah. Ask it to the first thing.
This isn't legal advice. This is just suggestions.
But if to point out that this may just cause more funding when it comes to police, is that if you get pulled over by a canine unit with two officers in it, one officer can write you a ticket while the other one spends his time going around your car with a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
So this doesn't stop dogs from being used in sort of car searches.
In which case, you could solve that problem by moving to Keene, New Hampshire, where there are no drug dogs. There's a dog. They have a dog. The dog's name is Patriot here in Keene, but the dog is trained at finding people, not drugs. So that's kind of a neat little tidbit about our Keene.
In case something collapses?
No, well, maybe that, but a missing child or something like that. You know, you get the child's pillow, the dog smells the pillow, and then they, you know, let him run off in the woods and find the kid. That kind of thing. Or like a cadaver searching dog as well. So they actually train dogs for different purposes. Usually, I don't believe it's – I could be wrong on this, but my understanding is that dogs can't be cross-trained very effectively at all. So that's why the dog – the body-sniffing dog only sniffs bodies, and the drug-sniffing dog sniffs for drugs.
Yeah, that would have been my thought. You know, they certainly have a lot of those dogs that hunt for people at prisons and those sorts of things. So you can get that – usually police departments get their dogs on loan in those circumstances from the prisons.
So you can share your thoughts with us. Maybe you've got a story about your search, or maybe your successful refusal of a search and how that went. How did the officer treat you? When a cop asks you to search, it means they don't have probable cause. They need your permission. So when you say no, what kind of behavior does that elicit from an officer? I imagine there's quite a range. You know, there could be there's likely the type of officer who will be dejected that they've run across someone who knows their rights. And in fact, if you are the kind of person who asserts your rights up front, you know, like by asking what the officer's badge number is and holding up a video camera, that alone may be enough to dissuade that officer from even asking you to search.
Because it's not worth the trouble at that point.
Because it's clear to that officer, this is not an easy mark. This is someone who knows their rights.
But some officers will take it as a challenge, and they've got nothing better to do in many cases. There's only crimes being committed elsewhere, and they're not going to be able to find them until they're reported anyway, because police really aren't crime prevention units. They are the cleanup crew that comes and writes the reports after it all happened. And, well, they just got to wait until they get the call.
Coming up on Free Talk Live, Mark, you've got a Facebook note that you wanted to share with us from someone talking about scams in the free market.
That's right.
And I want to get to that, but also the Bloods and the Crips story out of Baltimore was all over the media yesterday, probably today as well, about how the Bloods and the Crips are teaming up to kill cops. And turns out the Bloods and the Crips are teaming up, but not for that reason. We'll explain. There's a truce going on between these gangs. What's it all about? It's happening in Baltimore. We'll tell you more coming up in moments on Free Talk Live at 855 455.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants and there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.